now call to order the regular court session of the Orange County Commissioners Court. Today is January 10th, 2017, and the time is 2:02 p.m. And if Counselor Manning, please lead us in our invocation.
Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come here today as free citizens to govern ourselves. Please bless these proceedings with your wisdom. May we make decisions that are pleasing to you and to the citizens of Orange County. May we show your countenance upon our faces as we deal one with another throughout this week. And we pray a special blessing on our troops stationed throughout the world. May they come home safe and sound, and may no missile formed against them be allowed to prosper. All of these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, Councilor Manning. And let's stay. We have County Judge, we have Commissioners from Precinct 2 and 4 also present. Commissioners Precinct 1 and 3 are out of the courtroom at this time at training. So first we have approved the minutes of the special court session held on December 20th, 2016 at 2 p.m. as circulated.
Second.
4-2. Any further discussion? So Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. And approve the minutes of special court session held on January 3rd, 2017 at 2 p.m. as circulated.
So moved.
Second.
2-4. Any further discussion? All right. So with Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 1, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows.
For January 10th, 2017, from the general fund, $85,001.51, road and bridge, $53.11, mosquito control, $2,747.56, adult probation, $1,734.02, and other funds, $3,602.82, for a total of $93,195.02.
The fifth, yeah.
Oh, yep, I have it. And also an addition for other funds of $5,000.
I move to pay the bills presented by auditor.
Second.
Clark, any chance we can keep this at $53 every week? Just two.
Surprise next week.
Yeah.
Ready.
So Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4. Aye. Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 2, discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date, November 30th, 2016.
I move to accept the report as filed.
Second.
4-2. Okay. With Precinct 4.
Aye.
Aye, 2. Aye. Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 3, discussion and possible action regarding approval to transfer money to the proper capital account number. This is in the Sheriff's Department from account 001-740-52900, motor vehicle repairs, in the amount of $1,000.00, going to account 001-740-57595, machinery and equipment, in the amount of $1,000.00. Purpose is to purchase a Tensco card and media storage filing cabinet for dispatch. This is something that we actually approved last week, but there was a typo in the account number that it was going to.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
2-4. Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Agenda number four, discussion and possible action to enter into a contract to provide inmate emergency medical services for inmates who are incarcerated in the Orange County Jail. Motion should also authorize the county judge to execute the contract on behalf of Orange County, Texas. There's Jennifer. Okay. Well, Captain Harmon, did you want to speak to this at all? I know I think it's this is just to replace the services that we lost by being able to go to Baptist ER.
Yes, I know Doug read the contract. I read it. It looks good to us. It looks like a place to bring our inmates when they need emergency medical care. So I'm just requesting y'all approve. And as of either tomorrow or the next day, we'll begin whenever we have an inmate who needs services. We'll start bringing them there and send them to the hospital.
No, the question I had with the counselor a little earlier was about making this inclusive of all of the employees, because we're good where we are, and I appreciate the Sheriff's Department being involved to get this moving and get this taken care of, and that's good. But are we going to consider an amendment to add additional people?
I think that's an issue that's come up, is what are we going to do if we have someone who's injured on the job or involved in an accident after hours? Do we want to approach the vendor about including those services under this contract? I mean, we can do it through an amendment to the contract, but that is something that needs to be addressed. If we have an accident this weekend, you know, we're going to have to, you know, our policy requires, you know, a your analysis and so on and so forth. Who would perform that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a question to be considered, yeah. Because, I mean, I'm all on board with what's currently out there. I know what you guys have worked up. That's great. So
Is the vendor here today?
No.
Okay. That's one of the things we'd have to start clear the before you sign
right.
by the contract.
Maybe something we can have on for next week.
Yeah, if we can. That's sort of what I want to bring that up and bring that back. So because the contract stands right now, I think we need to approve that, no question about it, and get that in place. But I don't want to preclude anything else.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and also what's nice about this contract is it's at the same rates that we were paying to Baptist Hospital, which is under the Medicaid rate. So the cost of service should be the same for Orange County. Do you have something you wanted to add?
Yes, Judge, if you don't mind. There's another issue that needs to be brought forward before the court also is, for instance, if a police department or a sheriff's office arrest an individual, that individual, from the time of arrest until he is booked into the county jail, is not an inmate of that county jail. There's a possibility that a person arrested may be refused at the county jail. And that person needs to go to a medical facility that could actually check him out or her out, sign a release saying that they are capable of being booked into the Orange County Jail and then brought back to the jail by the arresting agency. Now, whether that be DPS, whether it be the constable's office, one of the local police departments, or the sheriff's office, that's going to be an issue that needs to be addressed also. Because there's kind of that purgatory area there. I mean, what do we do with them in the meantime? Or what does the police department or whatever do with them in the meantime? We can't put them in the jail because of a liability issue.
Right.
We can't turn loose of them. It's kind of like the proverbial catch the tiger by the tail. You don't want to turn loose, but you can't hold on to it forever. So we've got to figure something out that we can do with these folks during this time. Now, I've talked to some of the administrators with the police department, several of them in the county and what have you. Yeah, we can be possibly a little more selective as to who we arrest, and if it's an issue, well, then maybe we can come back and arrest them later on a warrant whenever that medical issue doesn't present itself on certain cases, not on all cases. I will tell you that if there is an intoxicated driver a single car accident and he gets a goose egg on his head, then yes, we're going to have to take him by and have him looked at. And it may be something that we could deal with in another way. But if there is an intoxicated driver, that takes the life of someone else, we're not turning loose of that individual. We're going to have to do something with that individual. So we need an alternative for that also. So I just want to bring it to the court's attention.
Well, Chief, is this a new situation? I mean, how have we been dealing with this prior to Baptist closing?
We've had a hospital to take them to. And okay. So this is not new by any stretch of the imagination.
But it's new because the hospital's not here.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
And nobody has ever been charged. The county doesn't get charged, nor do the cities, or any other entity. No, sir, you can probably estimate 100 persons going to the hospital per year that have been refused at the county jail to have them looked at, medically cleared, and then brought back to the jail.
Yeah, it basically comes down to who's going to pay. Whereas before, even if they didn't have insurance, the hospital couldn't refuse them. But
wasn't a contract either, was there?
No, but it was Golden Triangle Emergency, the Golden Triangle Emergency Clinic or Neighbors or anything like that. They don't have to provide care unless it is a truly emergency situation. Now, they could just not be medically cleared, but it may not be an emergency either.
Right.
And that's where the gray area falls in of who's going to pay for it. In the past, it would just be on that individual. They would get billed, and whether or not they'd ever pay, I mean, who knows, but the bill would go to them, and then they would come back to the jail for processing.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea of us saying, look, we'll kind of turn a blind eye right now, because I don't want to put our officers out there and making decisions on this person. Well, you look okay to me. I'll catch you when you want.
Yeah,
we don't need to get involved in that. So is there a language that you would suggest that we could use for that interim time frame between them being an inmate and them being out on the street?
And I've even given that some thought, Commissioner. I can't. You're not an inmate in that county jail until you're allowed in that door and the hook-in process basically starts. You're an arrested individual, but you're not an inmate in that jail until you're booked into that jail.
What if it uses like a detainee or something to that effect? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud.
What we're going to do tomorrow, Captain Harmon and I, we're going to go by Golden Triangle and sit down with these folks and see if there's something that we can work out. I mean, we've got to have some place to go. And the thought of going to Beaumont or Port Arthur to one of the big facilities over there is just not appealing. It would take on occasion anywhere from 4 to 7 to 8 hours in Orange. Can you imagine on a Friday or a Saturday night at St. Elizabeth or Baptist Hospital or Southeast Texas what it's going to take an officer? And then you have to take into consideration that you've got entities here in this county like the city of West Orange and the city of Pinehurst that have one officer on the street at night. That's an issue if they're tied up in a hospital for several hours. Mm-hmm. It takes away from, whether it be us, who we may have 5 officers on the street at a time, down to 4 for, several hours. Same thing with Orange PD, same thing with Byron. It's just going to be an issue, but... We're going to touch base with the folks at Golden Triangle tomorrow. I was kind of hoping that they were going to be here today and I could discuss it after this issue, but not so.
Well, definitely, if you can, talk to them. And I'll talk to the Neighbors Emergency Clinic on 16th Street and see what they may be able to offer as well.
Yes, we'll do that tomorrow.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a motion in regards to this contract for inmate emergency medical services?
So moved. Yeah. Second.
Okay. 4-2. Any further discussion? Precinct 2?
Aye.
Aye. 4?
Aye.
That motion carries 3-0. Now, number 5, discussion possible action to approve the bonds of the following elected officials: Just the Peace Precinct Number 1, Herschel Stagner, and Constable Precinct Number 1, Chris Sumble.
So
moved.
Second.
2-4. Any further discussion? Precinct 2?
Aye.
Aye. 4?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. in those later. Agenda number six, discussion of possible action regarding approval of a resolution authorizing submission of the 2017 Criminal Justice Division grant funding application to the Office of the Governor. I guess I'll go ahead and read this out. Resolution authorizing submission of the Criminal Justice Division grant funding 2017 application to the Office of the Governor. Whereas the Orange County Commissioners finds it's in the best interest of the citizens of Orange County that the body-worn camera project be operated for the year 2017. And whereas the Orange County Sheriff's Office agrees to provide applicable matching funds for the said project as required by the Criminal Justice Division grant application. And whereas the Orange County Sheriff's Office agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the Office of the Governor funds, Orange County Sheriff's Office assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. And whereas the Orange County Commissioner's Court designates Orange County Judge Brent Carlton or County Judge Pro Tem as the grantee's authorized official, the authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioner's Court approves submission of the grant application for the body-worn camera program to the Office of the Governor.
I had one question, Judge. And, Kevin, I appreciate y'all doing this. I really do. My question is just sort of on our side. On the second part of that, it says, whereas the Orange County Sheriff's Office agrees to provide applicable matching funds to said project. I know it was originally a 25% and went to a 20%. Do we need to go ahead and include the 20% in here so it doesn't fluctuate back up to that 25%?
No, sir. I don't believe it will do. When they first initially put out the requirements for the grant funding, they did state in the eligibility that it was going to be 25%. And that was in October. Well, in November, they amended that to an 80-20 split. That is part of the grant, and that's kind of one of the things with the grant. You know, when you enter into a grant, there's always that likelihood that something would change. But as far as for the funding, I would think that they're going to issue if we do receive it, they'll issue the 80%, and then we just have to provide the 20% match in order to complete the purchase.
Yeah. So. And I'm good with all that. I just want to make sure they didn't get that come back on 5%, because I think we're using in-kind contributions anyway, correct?
No, sir.
No? I thought the sheriff had mentioned he was going to try to do that.
We were trying to, but the opinion, Ms. Schmidt had researched, and we were not going to be able to do the in-kind, so we'll have to do the 20%.
Just trying to make sure they don't get you for 25.
Oh, well, I understand. I don't look for it to change. Normally in the grant funding, what winds up happening is they may add a caveat. Well, hey, we know you agreed to these terms here, but now we want you to complete this extra report, you know, that we didn't foresee in the future. You know, so that's generally typically how the grants tend to change, is just on a reporting side.
Well, thanks, DK. Appreciate you doing that.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second. 4-2. Any further discussion? Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 7. Discussion of possible action regarding approving the extension of the Ashbrook contract and authorizing County Judge Stephen Brickrell to sign the same.
Good afternoon. All that we're trying to do is there's a clause in this contract that we can extend the contract for whatever period of time we choose at the end of the contract time. It was extended the last time y'all approved the extension in May of last year to extend it to December 31st of this year. What I'd like to do is extend it for the year till December 31st of this year. And in the meantime, I've already spoke with Ash Britt. I spoke with Connie, I think we're going to start working on an RFP with them so that we can put this into one contract. Because what this contract has been is the original contract was changed quite a few times over the years, and it was changed to come in line with what FEMA allowed. We went from some, there were some things in here that were cost plus. We went to a more of a range of actual cost, and it changed a lot of the contract. But it was trying to get, we've actually tried to meet with them a few times, but they've got a whole lot of things going on and hadn't been able to have a representative. But when I spoke to him about extending it, I made it very clear that over this period of time that we wanted to start discussing about molding one contract together without the extension, without the addendums and stuff to it. So I'm just wanting to extend it for till December 31st.
And nothing else changes?
Nothing's changed in it whatsoever.
December 31st, 2017.
Yes, sir. Do you have, I couldn't remember if I sent it to Holly or not.
It's not in this.
This is the letter that they've already sent.
Okay.
Some judge.
I'll second. To Judge, any further discussion? Precinct 2?
Aye.
Aye. 4?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Thank you. Lori, can you come up here?
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's getting going. Oh, it's getting called on the carpet, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Just want to make sure I wasn't missing something.
Oh, well. Let her buy a gun when she was ours like everybody else does.
What do you
do? Just acknowledge it.
Okay. All right.
Show it.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on the road signs for Orange County.
This is just a standard contract for the road and bridge use.
Okay.
Second.
2-4. Any further discussion? Precinct 1.
Aye.
There is no 1. 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. And there is only commissioners from 2, 4, and the county judge present. Agenda item number
There's no proxies, right?
No proxies. Okay. Agenda item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding the exit inventory for Valley Lot, transportation director. Everything look okay?
Everything is accounted for. If you look in the last column, the last inventory date is current, so everything is accounted for.
She is not hiding any vehicles or
yeah,
no buses, parts. Need a big purse.
I move accept the inventory.
Okay. Second.
4-2. And before we actually take this vote, Valley, if you could come up. So Valley is retiring, and that's what I wanted to ask Lori the question. So thank you for your 17 years of service to Orange County, not to the sheriff's office as is listed on here, but
I'm transferring to the
I didn't know if I just missed something or okay.
I want to say I actually have 20 years, 8 months, and 2 weeks because I worked part-time before that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your two decades of service to Orange County
and
for serving as our transportation director.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And turn around and let Dan get a picture of you.
Of your sheriff's department plaque.
Yeah, point at it so you'd be
clear. Yeah. That's good. They can Photoshop that part out. Do you have anything you want to say? Any plans for retirement?
Speech.
Traveling anywhere?
I have a lot of stuff I let go at the house, so I'm going to be painting and sewing and all kind of fun stuff.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Stay busy.
Painting would be my definition of fun, though, Valley.
Well,
thank you again,
yes,
Valley.
Thank you.
And official welcome to her replacement, Janelle. welcome and good luck.
Yep.
I'll have her.
Yeah. Wise move. Okay, we do have a motion and a second on accepting the exit inventories. We'll start with Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 10, discussion of possible action regarding the transfer of the following items as presented. So anything in particular for us? Okay. I enter a motion that we approve the transfer of the items as presented in the agenda.
Second, Judge.
Okay. Precinct 2.
Aye.
Aye. 4. Aye. Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 11, discussion of possible action regarding the deletion of the following items from the Sheriff's Office. Asset Bulletproof Vest, 15330, and 15337, and 15343, and 15342, and 15331, and 15344, and 15325, and 18571, and 15334, and 15339, 18568, 18223, 15345, 15323, 15328, 18488, and 15431.
So moved. Second.
Precinct 4.
Aye.
Aye. 2.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Agenda item number 12. Open up the court session for comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Just a couple things. One, Monday coming up will be a holiday. It'll be Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So please enjoy your day off and be safe, but also take a little bit of time to look and see what Dr. King did for our nation and how things have changed since was a very tumultuous time to now. But do spend a little time and reflect on that. Also, in regards to the hospital, there is an effort countywide to try to resolve this issue as quickly as possible. One of the options that is being explored is the creation of a hospital district. A hospital district would be completely separate from Orange County, just like the port or the drainage district is. It's not something that would be controlled by us from the commissioner's court. But ultimately, it's something that would go to the voters, and the voters have to decide whether or not they want a hospital district. So that's not anything we can create or any city can create. That would be something that the voters have to make that decision on their own. So we will gather as much information as we can and provide it to the citizens so they can make an informed decision on whether or not that's something they feel is right for them. But also, as a point of clarification, because we've been receiving a lot of calls into my office that people are asking why we, the Commissioner's Court, is closing the hospital. I do want to make it clear, this is not a county hospital. Baptist Hospital is owned by a private company. It is not in any way owned, the building or the land or any of the equipment in it is not owned by Orange County. So we wish that they were going to be in operation past January 12th, but they're not, and that's a decision they made. That's not a decision that we have anything to do with. All we can try to do is fix the problem as best we can going forward. So, thank you. Anything you want to say?
Thanks again to Valley. Enjoy retirement. And thank you, Janelle, for stepping in and taking the gauntlet. Thanks.
She's going to do a great job.
She will. Thank you.
Good. Anybody else have any comments? All right. This is going to be pretty quick then. Agenda item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
So moved, Judge.
I'll second. Yeah. People only need two people. With Precinct 2.
Aye.
4.
Opposed.
I was wanting to do that, and you started on that end.
Motion carries 2-1. The time is 2:31 p.m. and this commissioner's court is adjourned.